of all things. Test your Christmas IQ. You probably already know what city Christ was born in, what the wise men's gifts were, and what the angels announced to the shepherds on the night of his birth. But how carefully have you paid attention to other references to Christ's birth in the Scriptures? Take this Christmas quiz to find out. 1. Who was a major Nephite prophet at the time of Christ's birth? A. Helaman. B. Nephi, the son of Helaman. C. Nephi, the son of Nephi, who was the son of Helaman. D. Samuel. Correct answer? C. Nephi, the son of Nephi, who was the son of Helaman. 2. Before Christ's birth, who had a revelation that he would not die before he had seen Christ? A. Simeon. B. Zacharias. C. John the Baptist. And D. Paul the Apostle. The answer is A. Simeon. 3. Which section of the Doctrine and Covenants was revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith on December 25th, 1832? A. Section 4. B. Section 76. C. Section 87. D. Section 136. The correct answer is C. Section 87. 4. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Name the prophet who made this prophecy before Christ's birth. A. Nephi. B. Isaiah. C. Jeremiah. D. Abinadi. The correct answer is B. Isaiah. 5. What does the name Emmanuel mean? A. Destruction is imminent. B. The Lord is salvation. C. God heareth. D. God with us. The correct answer is D. God with us. Joseph Smith's legacy. It has been 196 years since the birth of the prophet Joseph Smith. He was born December 23, 1805, in Sharon, Windsor County, Vermont, and nearly 200 years after his birth, his legacy of accomplishment, sacrifice, and faith still lives. Nathan Taylor and Tyler Jurgens of the Wheatstone Ward in Houston, Texas, celebrated the life of the prophet and managed to win first place in their school's history fair as well. Their project, The Martyrdom That Influenced the World, Joseph Smith, was a learning experience for them. People asked questions, and we are happy that we could answer them. This project was a great missionary experience for us both, and taught us that there are so many opportunities to share the gospel. Gift of gratitude. Since the first Christmas, the spirit of giving gifts has been present in the mind of each Christian as he or she commemorates the Christmas season. Our Heavenly Father gave to us His Son, Jesus Christ. That precious Son gave to us His life, the atonement, and victory over the grave. What will you and I give for Christmas this year? Let us in our lives give to our Lord and Savior the gift of gratitude by living His teachings and following in His footsteps. It was said of Him that He went about doing good. As we do likewise, the Christmas spirit will be ours. Ensign, December 1998, page 5. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Gifts you can give for free. Your time. Spend it with a friend or family member. If you focus your attention on another person, they'll feel great and so will you. Your talents. Whatever your talents might be willing to use them in behalf of others. You could participate in Christmas programs or just enjoy bringing happiness to individuals through service. Your love. Apologize to someone you've hurt or help someone in need. Only you know who in your life needs some extra love. 'Tis the season. This is a season for giving and a time for gratitude. We remember with appreciation the birth of the prophet Joseph Smith, which is celebrated this same month of December, 2 days before Christmas. How great indeed is our debt to him! It was he who brought us a true knowledge of God, the Eternal Father, and his risen Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand in reverence before him. He is the great prophet of this dispensation. He stands at the head of this great and mighty work which is spreading across the earth. He is our prophet, our revelator, our seer, our friend. Let us not forget him. Let not his memory be forgotten in the celebration of Christmas. God be thanked for the prophet Joseph. Ensign, December 1997, page 2. President Gordon B. Hinckley. End of the section of All Things. New Era Classics.